This episode of Dean Bakari's Meaningful Show is brought to you by Flashbooks, where you can get best-selling business and self-improvement book summaries that you can read or listen to in under 20 minutes. To learn more and get started for just a buck today, visit www.getflashnotes.com. Welcome to the Meaningful Show podcast, where every single week we work to bring you an inspiring insight, idea, or interview to help you live better, work better, and be better both in life and in business. Brought to you by MeaningfulHQ.com, we've got one very simple goal here on this show, and that is to help you do more of what matters and less of what doesn't. I'm your host, Dean Bakari, and if you're ready, then I'm ready. So let's get into it. Do you have a useful way in which to respond to stress, to stressful situations? We've all been there, but how do you respond to stress in a constructive way rather than allow it to crumble you, to crush you, and to hold you back? How do you rise with power from the stress, from the challenges of life? A long time ago, a man named Dr. Hans Selye, a psychologist also known as the father of stress, he's the one who coined the term stress, he once shared an interesting story about the impact of stress on the lives of two young boys who were raised by an alcoholic dad. Now, as these boys grew older, they eventually moved away from their broken home, their alcoholic dad, and each of the boys kind of took their own separate path in life. And several years after that, after becoming adults, the two brothers happened to be interviewed separately by a psychologist who was researching the lives of children who were raised by parents with alcoholism who came from broken homes. And the psychologist's research revealed that these two men had grown up to become completely different people, totally different human beings across every dimension of life. One of the brothers decided to live a clean life and avoid alcohol altogether. He stayed away from the booze. He was an organized individual. He had a good professional life going. He was on the right path. But his brother, well, unfortunately, he became a raging alcoholic, just like his dad. Now, here's the interesting part about this. When the psychologist asked each of these brothers about why they turned out the way they did, each of them gave the exact same answer. They said, "What else would you expect when you've had a father like mine?" One brother is on an upward trajectory towards life. He's succeeding by his definition of success. He's not drinking at all, never touched the stuff, and he feels he's living a fulfilling life. And when the psychologist asks him, "Hey, you came from this broken home, your dad was an alcoholic, what made you decide to not be that way?" He said, "Well, what else would you expect when your dad was an alcoholic like mine was? I never wanted to be that way. I never wanted my life to turn out like that." And so his response was totally different from his brother's response, who, when the psychologist asked him, "Hey, what happened? Your father, you grew up like this, you came from this type of environment, and you've grown up and this is your situation in life." And his response was also, "Hey, what else would you expect when your father was a drunk, when you had a father like mine? My dad was a drunk, so I decided, you know what? I guess I've got no better path in life. I'm going to be this way too. Follow in his footsteps." And, you know, of course, it's not as clear cut as that, but it's an interesting story, an interesting situation of two brothers who came from the same place, but responded differently to their upbringing. And here's the takeaway. It's not what happens to you in life that makes the difference. It's how you respond to what happens to you that makes the difference. All the difference, in fact. It's about how you respond to each of the circumstances you encounter in life that determines the result of how you experience your life, how you move through your life, how you overcome or succumb to the challenges that you're presented with in life. Because stuff's coming at us all the time. Now, we get to decide, how are we going to respond, right? Everyone, regardless of individual situation or circumstance, has the gift of choice. You get to choose how you're going to respond when something stressful happens in your life. Are you going to choose to respond as the victim or the victor? Are you going to choose to respond with negativity or positivity? It really is up to you, because stress is self-created. That was a huge aha moment for me when I learned about it. Stress is self-created. When you're stressed out, it's not because of some outside force, although you think it is. It's because you're allowing that outside force to puncture through this invisible wall in your mind. You're allowing that outside force to puncture through the walls of your mind and poke all kinds of holes up in your sense of self-worth, in your sense of security, in your sense of confidence about what you're capable of. Stress is self-created. We make it up in our minds, but we don't even realize we're doing it. You know, stress, it's not actually caused by something on the outside. It's caused by something on the inside, in our minds. It's caused by the way we perceive what happens in our lives. You know, outside events and other people, they can stress out or upset some people more than they do so for other people. And the reason why is because they're perceived and dealt with in entirely different ways. The stressors might even be the same in each case, right? You take a group of people, you put the same stressor on them, the same negative circumstance on them, the same challenge on them, but the responses are almost always going to be different in different people, depending on whether they have the tools to deal with stress in the most constructive, effective way possible. You know, it seems like a cold and stressful world to one person, right? Might be a world filled with challenge and opportunity to another person. It's your response that makes the difference. Now, with this new understanding, right, about stress and how to respond to it, it would seem that we can dramatically improve our response to stressful situations, right? So, that said, here's my three-step method for responding to stress and handling it in the most constructive way possible. I use this as well in my own life. Whenever something happens and I see the stress train coming my way, I say, whoa, 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 whoa. Let's stop here, baby. Let's figure out how we deal with this. Let's respond to this in the most constructive way possible because I don't have room to allow this to mess with my life right now. So it's going to come. It's happening. I get that. I'm not denying it. I'm just embracing it in a way that's going to help me grow and become better from it. So my three-step method for responding to stress goes like this. Pause, perceive, proceed. Pause, perceive, proceed. That's it. Very simple. Step one goes like this. Pause. Just like you'd hit the pause button on this podcast if you wanted to, while you were listening to music, for instance, just hit the pause button on stress. Hit the pause button on stress by pausing the chatter in your mind and taking three slow breaths. Just breathe. That's how you pause. Take three slow breaths in through your nose, out through your mouth. Now, the reason why you want to do this is because it's going to temporarily calm the stressful emotions that you're feeling in that moment, right? You've got all this stuff going on in your mind. Like, I got too much to do. I don't know what I'm going to do. How am I going to pay these bills? My business is crumbling. This is happening. My girlfriend just left me, blah, blah. All this stuff is happening and it's freaking you out. And your mind is going a million miles an hour. But if you just pause for a moment, consciously pause and just breathe slowly, just three simple breaths. You know, we're not going through a meditation here. We're just talking about pausing for a moment and breathing slowly. In through your nose, out through your mouth. It's going to calm down your heart rate. It's going to ease your mind. It's going to calm the stressful emotions down a little bit for the moment. And it's going to allow you to move on to the next step, which is called perceive. And in this step, you then remind yourself that stress is self-created. Hey, this is happening, but do I really need to get all stressed out about it? This is already a bad situation. Do I need to make it worse in my mind? Right? So you remind yourself, stress is self-created. And remember that you get to choose how you want to feel in any given situation, whatever the stressors may be, too much to do, financial issues, health issues, a tough childhood, etc., whatever it is, it's different for everybody. Everybody's got problems. The difference is, are you going to grow from those problems? Or are you going to allow those problems to crumble you, to crush you, to bring you down, right? Whatever those issues are, those stressors may be, you can perceive that these circumstances are all meant to hold you back in life, or you can perceive that these stressors are all meant to be opportunities for you to grow and to become a better version of yourself. You can perceive however you want the situation to be. It's up to you. This is a mind game, right? It's in your head. The thing is happening. Now, how are you going to ingest that situation in your mind? How are you going to embrace it? Because a lot of times we can't even do anything about the stressors, can we? Something's happening and it's outside of our control. Now, we got to decide, are we going to handle this in a grumpy mood, or are we going to handle this in an optimistic mood, in a way that allows us to think with a little bit more clarity? Because when you're stressed out, oh, it messes with your head. You can't even think straight when you're stressed out. So if you perceive any given situation in a calm, cool, collected, clear mental state, you'll be able to handle it better. Which brings us to step three, proceed. Once you put things in perspective, it's a lot easier to decide how you want to proceed. That's the third and final step for responding to stress constructively. When something negative, when something stressful happens, you can decide whether it's going to crush you or whether it's going to become an impetus for action. What would it feel like if you overcame whatever stressful situation you're under right now? And what's one thing you can do right now to get back on track? Right, those are the two questions you want to ask yourself to determine your best course of action, your procedure. What's it going to be? What are you going to do? How are you going to move forward? Right? So you start by pausing, then you perceive the situation, and then you proceed with the next best course of action. Right? What would it feel like if I were to overcome this issue? That's the first part of the procedure. And then the second question you want to ask yourself is, hey, what's one thing I can do right now to get back on track? And then you decide on a single action you can take right away and you get started. Now, sometimes it depends on the situation. If somebody just cut you off in traffic and that's stressing you out, well, then your next best course of action is really to just chill out and let it go, right? After you've the first two steps will take care of it. You pause for a moment, you breathe, you realize, okay, you move into the perception stage and you realize, okay, this isn't that big of a deal. The guy just cut me off. I don't know what his life is like. How am I going to let that mess me up? And then you proceed by saying, okay, I don't really need to do anything about this. I don't need to get all worked up. There's no reason for it. Or if it's a more serious situation, maybe something financially related or something with your career or with a significant other or your health or something like that, you say, okay, what's my procedure here? All right, I just found out that my blood pressure's too high, for example. Okay, I could either perceive this by saying that I'm, you know, doomed and I'm gonna have a heart attack, or I can perceive this as an opportunity for me to take control of my health. And so then that would help you move into the procedure stage and you'd say, okay, what do I need to do to take control of my health? Okay, I could start doing more cardio. I could run 3 days a week. I could eat healthier, maybe buy some supplements that can help me repair this health issue that I've got, and yada, yada, yada. You can think of a procedure, but you can think of at least one thing right now to help alleviate whatever stressful, dire circumstance you might be in right now. And no matter how big or small, you can always choose one action to take to move forward with your procedure. So pause, perceive, proceed. Pause, take a beat and breathe. Perceive, remind yourself that stress is self-created, and proceed to go out there every single day and live like you give a damn.
Yo, it's Dean. Listen, I hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. If you found this episode inspiring, or if anything else you've heard on the show has helped you or made an impact on your life in any way, I'd really appreciate it if you showed me a little love with a quick review over on iTunes or on whichever podcast platform you tune into the show on. Every single review helps us reach and inspire more people to live like they give a damn. Listen, if you've got self-help questions of your own that you'd like me to answer live on the podcast, hit me up over at meaningfulhq.com. You can submit them over on the contact page, or you can just shoot your questions directly to me at questions@deanbakari.com. Thanks again so much for subscribing, sharing, and tuning into the show. I've said it before, I'll say it again. It's because of you and tens of thousands of other listeners from around the world tuning in every single week, week after week, day after day, that we are able to continue creating content to help you crush it and make an impact in your life and at work. So thank you for being part of this and continuing to share the podcast with your friends, your family, and anyone else you think it could help. Until next time, this is Dean Bakari telling you to go out there every single day and live like you give a damn.